Hi, this is Jonah Treboiser, and welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210. Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people living by Rotary's motto of service above self. And today, my very special guest is Steve Pressman, Executive Director of Mid-Hudson Recovery Centers, and we'll be talking about services to individuals and families who might be suffering from alcoholism or other addictions. Steve Pressman, good morning and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, Jonah, and thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and I just want to let everybody know that my co-host Sarah O'Connell is away this week, but she promises to be back next week. In the meantime, I've got the great pleasure of talking to Steve Pressman from Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers. What's that all about, Steve? What is that organization?
We work to help individuals and their families find recovery from addictions to alcohol and other drugs.
Let's get an issue out on the table right away. You know, some people, they know somebody who can't help themselves from drinking, they can't help themselves from using various narcotics, and they look at it and say, you know, this guy's just, he's weak. He's weak-minded. He's weak-willed. You know, just stop. Why don't you just stop? And most of the professionals in organizations such as yourself or physicians will say, this is a sickness. You wouldn't criticize somebody who gets cancer or even the common cold. Why are you criticizing someone like who's got alcoholism, which is a sickness? Is that your point of view?
Exactly. We look at it as a disease that takes over a person's, not only their willpower, if you will, but it has physical components and psychological components such that the person feels compelled to continue using and may very often get sick if they don't use. And to them, they get to a state where to be normal, so to speak, is to be under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. To not be under the influence is to be sick.
So what are the warning signs for somebody who might be listening? Where do they cross the line between a social drinker and alcoholism?
Well, it's a difficult thing to identify precisely. It is a slippery slope. However, we use a number of tools to assess whether someone has a serious problem or not. In plain terms, though, I think if somebody continues to use, to drink or use drugs, despite continuing adverse consequences, bad things happen as a result of their use and they don't stop, I would say they have a problem. Or if someone they're close to perceives they have a problem, that's a problem as well.
You know, the old standard used to be if you took a drink before 12 noon, you had a problem. But is that still true, or is it just make a difference day or night what the situation is?
Well, I would suspect people that start drinking before 12 noon most often do have a problem, but there are many people who don't drink before 12 and yet do have a problem. They may do most of their drinking at night, or perhaps, and we've found this with younger folks a lot, they might not drink that often, but when they drink too much.
And you said that you also offer services to people who might be involved with certain kinds of drugs. And, of course, we know there's a whole range of drugs going from marijuana right up to heroin and everything in between. What kind of drugs are you talking about when you're talking about having these services available?
Well, we're talking about both legal and illegal drugs. Right now, we're facing an epidemic of legal drug use, painkillers, drugs derived from opiates such as heroin, but also pills such as oxycodone and Percocet and the whole variety of drugs that are used as painkillers and are really commonly found in people's medicine cabinets. And folks who do initiate their use as the result of some condition to relieve the pain but become addicted to them, as well as teenagers and younger folks who find it in their parents' medicine cabinet and in a recreational way, mm-hmm. in a fun way, whatever, start using them only to find shortly thereafter that they're physically dependent on these drugs and medications.
Well, Steve Pressman, Executive Director of Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers, known as MARC. Let's talk about some of the warning signs for people who are listening there and may think, well, gee, I don't have a problem. I take an occasional pill when my, you know, you know, maybe one a day, one every 2 days, one an hour.
Yeah.
Give us some of the warning signs, both for alcoholism and for addiction to drugs, whether they're legal or illegal.
Right. I think when folks say, you know, I think perhaps I'm drinking too much or I should stop using these drugs, and they decide to, and then they don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So when they've tried to cut down or stop and they can't,
right.
That's a big warning sign. If they continue to get in trouble, common way of getting in trouble is DWI or
driving while intoxicated.
While intoxicated.
Tremendous problem in the Hudson Valley.
And another problem that is becoming more and more apparent, driving while under the influence of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement has received more and more training now, so it's more and more common for people to be stopped with because they're under the influence of marijuana or heroin or other drugs other than alcohol.
And it's a serious problem because of the potential for either a crippling injury or a fatality behind the wheel escalates dramatically if you're under the influence.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there have been studies that show that any use of alcohol, for example, decreases your ability to drive. Now, the legal limit for driving while intoxicated is 0.08% alcohol content in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
But be advised that even taking one drink creates some degree of impairment.
Well, for the folks at home who may either be concerned themselves or concerned about a loved one, what are some of the warning signs, though? I mean, besides, you know, weaving around the road, but they see somebody at home. We're talking about moodiness, irritability. What kind of things are we looking for that may make us think this person needs some help?
Well, I mentioned attempts to stop. Anyone who is become secretive about their use. Anyone who starts drinking and drinks more than they intended to. I'm going to just have one beer and continues and has many more than one beer. People who have any marked changes in behavior, someone who was a quiet and, you know, peaceful, mellow person who becomes impulsive and explosive, that often is a symptom of a problem with drugs or alcohol.
So now we have somebody who may think, okay, you know what? I need some help, or a loved one needs some help. What kind of things, Steve Pressman, does Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers offer? And folks, get at home, get a pencil and paper, because we're going to start giving you some contact information. So we have somebody at home now who wants to contact you, Steve. How would they do that?
Well, we have a crisis center. It's called the Chemical Dependency Crisis Center, and the telephone number is 845-471-0310.
Give us that again.
845-471-0310.
And what happens when they make that phone call?
Well, they'll ask questions to assess the whether a person has a problem and what resource and decide what resources may be available. There are a range of resources.
Is there a 24/7 phone line?
And that's a 24/7 operation.
With a live person?
With a live person any time of day or night.
Okay, so live person, 24/7, the phone number again?
845-471-0130.
And you said that they're going to give you some a range of resources, such as?
There are various kinds of treatment ranging from outpatient, where the person goes to see a counselor on a regular basis, to inpatient, where the person actually checks into a facility and stays and lives in the facility. And that stay could be anywhere from a few days to commonly a few weeks, or even longer in some cases.
Now, what if the person that they're calling about is in crisis? You know, you can hear in the background your staff member can hear in the background, you know, furniture being smashed, screaming, hollering. Is it preferable for these people to call 911 and have the police reach out to you?
Well, if there's imminent danger, I would always recommend calling 911 and calling the police, because while we can assist somebody get the help they need to begin the path to recovery, it's beyond what we can do to intervene when there's a potentially violent situation. So call 911 if somebody's lost control, or if they are in a medical crisis,
such as
they've passed out.
Ah, yeah.
or if they're so intoxicated that perhaps they're about to go leave the house or get into a car. In that case, I would call the police.
You know, we're going to find out from Steve Pressman, executive director of MnHudson Addiction Recovery Center, some of the other things we can do for people in crisis because of alcohol or drug abuse. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host, the lovely Sarah O'Connell, is away on vacation. But I make up for it by having with me in the studio Steve Pressman, executive director of MnHudson Addiction Recovery Centers. And Radio Rotary is brought to you this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congers, Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, and Middletown. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling disease. But each of them know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Learn more at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA-PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host Sarah O'Connell is away for the week, but we are delighted to join with Stephen Pressman, Executive Director of MnHudson Addiction Recovery Centers, Mark, and we're talking about people who need some help in addictions to alcohol and to drug abuse. And welcome back to our second half, Steve, and tell us about some of the great environments for recovery that you've got under the aegis of the MnHudson Addiction Recovery Centers, known as MARC.
Well, we have a continuum of residential programs. We spoke briefly about the crisis center. That would be the point of entry to our programs and the beginning of treatment for folks seeking help.
And they can get help by calling?
By calling 845-471-0310.
Okay, so they've called that. They've gotten some counseling from your staff members. How do they get into one of these facilities if that's what they need?
Well, they would come to the crisis center, and there they would stay for anywhere between 3 or 4 days and 3 weeks while they, one, if they required sobering up, so to speak, or
right,
detoxification from other drugs besides alcohol, and were restored to health. And from that point, they would be referred for ongoing treatment so that they didn't simply go back out and start using
right
again, but they learn to live a life in recovery and learn to live a life without alcohol and drugs.
Now, let me ask you this question. Our mighty Hudson Valley Talk Radio signal covers the entire Hudson Valley from just below Albany to north down to the Tappan Zee Bridge in the south. Does your Chemical Dependency Crisis Center, which I gather is located somewhere in the Dutchess County area, right?
In the city of Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie. Does it only cover Dutchess County, or you'll take patients from anywhere pretty much where our voice travels?
No, as our name implies, our population comes from throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley.
Right.
But anyone from New York State is eligible to get services, and I might add they're free services.
Oh, my, that's important
center.
To know. All right.
There's no insurance required. No paperwork. People,
right.
People can literally walk off the street and we'll assess and admit them if they're
right.
appropriate for our care.
It's better if they call your hotline, which once again is?
845-471-0310.
So they go to the Chemical Dependency Crisis Center. They are analyzed, they're diagnosed and all that. And you have other facilities, though. Tell us about some of these other facilities that you have for more extensive treatments.
Well, we have three community residences. Two that work initially, one called Bulger House for men, one called Florence Manor for women. And these provide a long-term stay for people who have decided they wanted to stop using and are in early recovery, so to speak, but really don't have a home environment that would support that recovery.
Now, what age range are we talking about for these residents' homes?
18 and older.
What about for teens who have problems?
There are other programs available. We don't provide those programs.
But you can refer people if they call the hotline.
Exactly. We would refer folks to other programs.
Now, at the Florence Manor and the Bulger House, which are separated by gender, besides, I presume they have counseling and three square meals a day, is there any kind of vocational rehabilitation, trying to get them jobs, things of that nature?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
We generally work with several agencies in the community that specifically provide vocational services.
Right.
And they do assessments that to determine the person's skills. They look at the person's past job history and offer training and placements so uh-huh. that when they graduate from our programs, they're able to move towards employment. Our third community residence, Dowling House, actually, many of the folks who graduate Bulger or Florence Manor go to Dowling House, and we define that as a working house. So the goal there is for while they're still receiving the supports that they need to support their recovery, they go to work. And in that way, that house differs from the others because the majority of residents do work while they're at Dowling House.
And I'm willing to bet that's a very important part of the treatment modality, because if you've got the self-respect to have a job and earning a paycheck, I would presume you're less likely to slip back to your old bad habits. At least I would hope so.
Absolutely, and not to mention the fact that you have a means of supporting yourself that doesn't rely on the drug trade, because many of the folks that we've treated have resorted to prostitution, mm-hmm. the sex trades, drug dealing, thievery, and illegal acts in order to support their habits.
Let's talk about some of your success stories. You must have a couple of ones that pop to mind when people have come back to thank you and say, hey, you know what? I've turned my life around. This is where I was. I was in the gutter. And thanks to you and the folks at the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers, I'm now a thriving member of society. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Well, personally for me, and I'm sure I speak for other members of our staff, that these are some of the most gratifying moments. And while the work is difficult at times, when a former alumni of our programs comes back and is doing successful, it makes it all worthwhile. We have a number of folks who have gone on. I can think of one person who, while they were with us, got a bachelor's degree, went on and finished for a master's in accounting, and opened a private practice.
Boy, that's great.
As a CPA.
That's terrific.
I think of another gentleman who walked off the street into our crisis center in really bad shape, who ended up as a horse trainer and works the Kentucky Derby and and Saratoga during the season, and comes back and shows us pictures of us with these amazing horses. You know, that he actually is a veterinary assistant.
That's fabulous.
Working with the horses, and the tales go on. Through the years, we've had more than 11,000 people come through our programs. And certainly, while not all of them have moved on to success,
right?
Many have. I think one of the most touching and compelling reasons that we feel good about what we do is when we have a young woman, or in fact a young man, who, because of their alcohol and drug use, has lost custody of their children. Through a long period of recovery and hard work, is able to regain custody. And when they reunite with their children, after, as I said, generally it takes several years for them to demonstrate that they're able to sustain their recovery and have the means to take care of their children. Those are some of the most powerful motivators, shall we say, to help us continue what we're doing.
Well, that's tremendous success. Steve Pressman of Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center's Mark, that's something to be justly proud of. 11,000 people coming through your treatment center and all these wonderful stories that you've shared with us. Let's talk about a serious topic, though, in the few minutes we have remaining. And you talked about things like oxycodone pills. I know that there are adults out there, especially seniors, who have their aches and pains and maybe quite serious. The doctors prescribe oxycodone pills, and these are tremendously powerful painkillers. Mm-hmm. And they just leave them in the medicine cabinet, because that's where you put your medicine, you know, unlocked. And they may have teenage grandchildren visiting them, and they don't think to count the pills. They don't think to keep those pills out of reach. And I know there's a big problem now with teenagers taking those pills and either using them themselves or selling them. What advice do you have for our listeners about securing their medications?
Well, just that, secure them, because these are dangerous items. You wouldn't leave a loaded gun lying around. You'd feel the need to lock it up and make sure you knew where it was and no one else could get to it. I think it's not a bad analogy to think that, you know, opiates, strong painkillers, have the potential for great destruction. Another thing I think is that people should realize the potential of these medications and learn about them. The average person has probably anywhere between 3 and 10 prescriptions in their medicine cabinet.
Right.
Many of them are very old. You know, they were prescribed for, and you mm-hmm. probably couldn't even say what they were for, because
right.
you know, it was years ago. You need to be aware of what those pills can do, because in the wrong hands, they can do a lot of damage.
Steve Pressman, right now, you're talking to more than 50,000 people out there in the Hudson Valley. Some of them, I'm sure, need your help.
Mm-hmm.
If you had them here one-to-one across the table, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that you're not alone, and that there's great hope. Addiction, alcoholism is a treatable disease. And many, many, many people have found recovery and gone on to live healthy, happy lives. So you can get help if you ask for it.
And that phone number again for your hotline?
845-471-0310.
Steve Pressman, Executive Director of Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we thank today the following for bringing us Radio Rotary: Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, My Friends in Red Hook, High Gang, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster. For the vacationing Sarah O'Connell, our engineer Jay Verzi, and our producer Betty Renner, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary, exclusively right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.